You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, October 2nd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Lawyer Jonathan Samkange says summons will soon be served on ZANU-PF lawmaker and Mashonaland West Chairman Themba Mliswa and the Newsday newspaper for allegedly defaming ministers Jonathan Moyo and Sevia Kasukuwere.
President Robert Mugabe's wife, Grace, says ZANU-PF will find it difficult to survive as a party if her husband decides to quit politics, adding on the other hand that MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai is now a spent force.
And Nelson Chamisa's bid to become the MDCT's next Secretary General is countered by external branches like the US that's opting for party spokesman Douglas Monzora.
The MDC USA External Assembly has nominated our President Tsvangirai to run for the president, and we believe that Tsvangirai is going to win.
Lawyer Jonathan Samkange, representing Information Minister Jonathan Moyo and Environment Minister Sevia Kasukuwere in a $20 million defamation lawsuit, says the messenger of court is yet to serve summons on ZANU-PF lawmaker and Mashonaland West Chairman Themba Mliswa and the Newsday for defamation. The two ministers filed separate lawsuits against Mliswa and the Newsday. This comes after Mliswa was quoted in the Newsday newspaper alleging that the two ministers were gay and that Moyo was an employee of the American spy agency, the Central Intelligence Agency. The lawsuit comes as factional fights deepen in ZANU-PF ahead of the party's elective congress in December. Last year, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa's wife Auxilia and others also filed a $50 million lawsuit against ZANU-PF member and Midlands Governor Jason Moyo for alleged defamation. Samkange tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that they are considering suing two more publications for the same lawsuit.
I can confirm that I am representing Minister Professor Jonathan Moyo and also Honorable Minister Sevia Kasukuwere, who are suing Honorable Themba Mliswa. They are suing him for defamation of character. This is in the suit of an articles that appeared in the Newsday. And that is the reason why we are also suing Newsday for publishing documents, articles that are patently defamatory.
But there are also a number of publications, Mr. Samkange, that published these allegations, even the Herald. Why is it not being sued?
I haven't seen one from the Herald, but I have seen two other publications. In fact, one of them, I've got it with me right here. I have seen it two other publications, right? But I wrote it myself and the two ministers when they came to give me instructions yesterday. They were actually rushing to attend a political meeting. So I did not discuss it with them as regards the other two newspapers, but they did bring them to me. But because they have not discussed with them, I could not issue summons.
That was Attorney Jonathan Samkange speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.